Lale here from Condé Nast Traveller's Women Who Travel podcast. I'm popping in to say hello, but also to turn things over to Meredith, who has a quick update.
It's not going to be very quick, and we're going to try to make it through this without getting teary, but I make no promises. By the time you hear this, my last day at Traveller and with Women Who Travel will have come and gone, as I'm off to join TripAdvisor at the end of June. I couldn't leave without telling you all, which is why today's little update is a very, very sappy goodbye from me. I want to start by saying a heartfelt thank you to every listener who has taken the time to tune in to what one reviewer once called just a bunch of gals yakking. Lale and I wear that badge with pride, and I've had the best time yakking about travel and creating a safe space for women to talk about travel with all of you. Thank you for showing up at live podcast recordings and meetups in DC and Los Angeles and Portland and Austin and beyond, and for sending your burning questions in for Q&As and sharing your travels with me and Lale. We both hoped this podcast would resonate with you when we sat down for our first episode with Anna McGorman and Ivy Mix almost 5 years ago, but meeting you in person and online and hearing about your love for women who travel and travel in general has kept us going. I've gotten to know so many incredible women through this podcast, from freediver Kimmy Werner and author Dolly Alderton to our dear friend Jessica Nabongo and Association of Flight Attendants CWA President Sarah Nelson. And I honestly don't know what I'm going to do without Lisa Lucas and Jen Dilling Martin giving me a year's worth of book suggestions every time we sit down to record together. A special thank you to Brett Fuchs, who I worked with for almost 7 years now on various podcasts at Condé Nast Traveller. You've made me sound much more intelligent, and I've cut out many a like and if you can believe it, many of them still slip in. Thank you to Brad Rickman for believing in me and Lale from the get-go when we said that Women Who Travel deserved a podcast and got an immediate yes. And thanks to the women on the Traveller team, former and current, Jess, Megan, Erin, Steph, Laura, Lauren, and more, who were always available to drop everything and join FAQ episodes. And this is where it gets tricky. The last person I want to say thank you to is my wonderful co-host, Lale.
Don't make me cry.
We've been friends for almost 10 years now, and sitting down every week to talk to some undeniably impressive women, to stumble through an intro, to learn, and to laugh has been a true joy and one of the best parts of my job. Winning an iHeartRadio award after recording the podcast for 2 years on our iPhones a few blocks away from each other in Brooklyn was an absolute high point in my career. I am so proud of what we've made, and I cannot wait to see what happens next.
Wow, you're the first person to crack a dent in my cold, icy English heart. Obviously, I can't put into words what working with Meredith on this podcast has meant to me, both personally and professionally. But the good news is that I'm sticking around and I will be working on something very exciting and podcast related over the coming months. So stay tuned for lots and lots of updates.
I am so excited to see what Lale cooks up. In the meantime, you can keep up with Women Who Travel at Women Who Travel and follow me on my next journey at Oh Hey There Mare.
And you can follow me, as always, at Lale Hannah on Instagram.
Be sure to subscribe to Women Who Travel, this amazing podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness, really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.